Hello, beautiful people all over the world. This is Christian Schaber, your host of Healthy, Wealthy, and Happy. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone. Again, this is Christian here with another informational podcast. And in today's recording, we're going to go ahead and dive into the six lessons that I learned from my millionaire investor friend. Won't say his name to keep his privacy because he's one of those guys. I'm choosing just to give certain points that he kind of pounded into my head to share it with you because I think these are points. Actually, I know these are points that everyone should know and should apply in your lives. And without any further ado, let's dive in. Now, right now in the world, so much is going on. Everyone's marketing about wholesaling, about online business, Amazon business, work from home business, start up your own business, do Forex, do trade stocks, Timothy Skies, whatever. Everybody's trying to do something, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, all this stuff, investing into it. No matter what you are looking to do, these principles apply. So please pay very, very close attention and share with any friends or family you think may benefit. Now, first and most important thing, you must believe in whatever you are selling or whatever business you are in. As in, you have no doubt in your mind that the product or service or industry you're in, you'll love it. You may not love all of it, but you love it. And there's a strong emotional attached to what it is. This is needed in order for you to stay consistent when shit gets tough, because there will come to a point. I don't care if you're trading stocks, cryptocurrency, growing weed, whatever you want to do. What are people doing now that people are asking about? Flipping houses, wholesaling, Forex, whatever it is, you gotta stay focused on one, what you know, what you believe in, and what you know works. If you're just following something because you watched a YouTube video on it, or because your dad told you to do it, or because someone else told you to do it, you'll be misled. For example, this mentor that I'm bringing his significant points to you about made his fortune on the internet. When I met him, I tried to do the same thing. I did learn a lot, and I did learn a lot that I don't know also, which that's what I really learned, is that there's a lot I don't know, and there's a lot that goes into it. And he is unique, and that is what he is built for and made to do. He is not a guy that is a builder type millionaire. I know some millionaires who are in the real estate firm and they build many houses and flip many houses. Their skill set are completely different. Now, if you switch those people and put them in two different roles, you take the internet marketing money making guy and you put him in a real estate investing making world and then vice versa, they probably won't be as successful. Now, they probably will have some success because they know the basic principles of success, but they won't be as successful as they would like if they're in their right niche. And also, they're going to feel awkward because they're going to know, this goes against me. This goes against my higher self. It just don't feel right, okay? So everyone knows that for yourself. You got to figure that out. You must know yourself, okay? So you got to figure out what you like to do, what you know you want to do, and what you're committed to doing. So some problem you're committing to fix, okay? Don't just do things just for profit, because nowhere ever have I ever heard anyone said, I did this just for money and it worked out beautifully. No billionaire, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Richard Branson, you name it, Muhammad Ali, all the guys who made a lot of money. Well, Muhammad Ali kind of made money. Mayweather, all these people made money in their passion. So that's rule one. Step two, right? Point two, right? Lead and take action. So when you in anything, lead and take action. I don't care what niche you're doing, what you're doing. Take the first step. A lot of times people are thinking, strategizing, but there's always something you could do today, believe it or not, okay? If you're looking to start a business, you can go and file your LLC paperwork online. You can start your EIN number. You can create an Instagram or Facebook page and put content out and start creating lead pages. That doesn't cost too much money. You can start calling your friends and family about the business you're in. You can create a PowerPoint about it and hold an event or hold a fundraiser about it. You can send out letters. You can do Facebook, Instagram ads on your business, okay? You can sit down with private lenders that you're looking to sit down with and pitch them a deal. So there's always something you can be doing. So take action on that right away. Don't wait to be in a coaching program. Don't wait for the right time in the market. Don't wait for the stars align. Literally every day, just take action at it. Swing the axe. Keep swinging the axe, which is point three. Keep swinging the axe, which is basically keep doing whatever you're doing until you get the result. This mentor taught me something crazy. When he made his first million, he had to spend over $1 million to make $1 million. And I was confused. I'm like, wait, what? You got to spend $1 million to make $1 million? Now, that was in his circumstance. But the point is, he had to keep trying and keep spending money in order to make money. Okay, so whatever it is, if you're trying to change your body, get healthier, get more spiritual, keep meditating every day. Okay. When I first started meditating, I couldn't concentrate for nothing. I was like a squirrel with his head cut off. Every time a new thought, a new concern would come in. After about maybe 3 to 6 months of doing it, it got to the point where I could sit there and be completely silent and get my whole body numb and get into that zone, that peaceful state of mind that I wanted to be in. Took me a while, but if I gave up after 2-3 weeks, I would have never experienced. So that's why it's so important to keep swinging the axe and no matter what you're doing. Same thing in marketing. If you're marketing. Keep sending out your letters. Keep sending out your postcards. Keep putting out your flyers. Keep doing your Facebook ads. Keep doing your Google ads. Keep driving traffic to whatever website you're trying to drive traffic to. Keep taking action, because without action, there can't be a different result. Even if you gain new knowledge, if you don't apply it, it means nothing. Even if the market changes and you don't take action when the market changes, it means nothing. So it's very important to keep that point in mind. Keep swinging the axe. I'm stressing it because it's something that I struggle with, because I am human. We are all human. And whoever you listen to, any guru, anybody who shares information with you, they're all human and they all go through the same struggles. It's just some of them have built the neural pathways and the muscle memory, in other words, to be able to have the correct habits, and they know what to expect because they've done certain things over and over and over and over and over. And they have a habit of doing the right thing. All right. And they have a habit of doing the things that most of us don't want to do. Most importantly, we'll get to that later. All right. So the next point, let's move ahead. Always try and find a way to improve your game. Okay. You need to have, this is where that Kobe Mamba mindset comes in. Always trying to find a way to get better. Okay. Tweak your ads, split test your ads. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you door knocking, go hire people to go door knocking. Okay. Instead of you looking your letters, go have someone else look your letters. Instead of you running Facebook ads because you don't know jack diddly about Facebook ads, hire someone to do Facebook ads. Always try to find a way to improve your game. A good way to do this is to be around your competition. Okay? It's uncomfortable, but if you do so, what you will notice is they're doing different things and it'll interest you. And if you have a heartbeat, you can fog a mirror. You may be competitive and be like, I should probably be doing what they're doing. I should copy and paste, or I should find a better way to do what I'm doing, because obviously what I'm doing isn't working. So that's another point you must keep in mind. All right. So always try to improve your game. Okay. You can do this through coaching, reading. You can YouTube stuff, Google stuff. You can take a course online. You can take a virtual course, whatever. There's many things you can do to improve your game, no matter what niche you're in. If you're a dancer, there's many things you can do to improve your dance skills. You can work out. You can eat healthier. You can go get a dance coach. You can go take more dance classes. You see what I'm saying? You can go do some type of procedure to help you become more flexible. There's always something you could do to improve your game, okay? And that's just the life of business. It's competitive. You don't need to be... I recommend highly not being competitive, but just doing the best for yourself. So when you go into it, this goes into The Law of Success by Wallace D. Wattles. Don't have a competitive mind. Don't try to compete with everybody. Stay in your own lane. Compete with yourself and try to be the best version of yourself, okay? It's like in that one swim meet where Michael Phelps and that other guy, I can't remember his name, I think he's from South Africa, swimmer, and he was so busy. This is the one in Beijing when he was trying to mess with Michael Phelps and then bother him, annoy him, and flap his hands around him. Michael Phelps just looking straight, staying focused. He gets in the water. He's all staring him down. And even while he's swimming, he's like looking at Michael Phelps, making sure he's beating him. And at the end of the day, Michael Phelps dust his ass, you know? So at the end of the day, stay focused, okay? Stay focused on whatever you're focused on. Stay focused on your focus. That's someone I heard say, you know? So do that and always, always try to improve your game. And if you're focusing on what you're doing, you should know that, oh, I got a weakness here. I need to improve that, okay? If you're focusing on other self, on other things and other people and the market and what's going on in the news, then you can't really focus on improving your game, all right? The next point, which is so crucially important, but seems super simple, and it's something that I don't always do, but I'm learning to do so, and my accountability partner has me doing the same thing too, is to track your success, okay? So if you have goals, dreams, and aspirations, right, how do you know you're achieving them if you're not tracking them, okay? So if you're going to be a millionaire, your goal is to be a millionaire for whatever reason, all right? You need to be like, well, I want to be a millionaire. Figure out how long that's going to take you, how much money you need to make in that time frame, if it's a 10-year time frame or whatever, 20-year time frame. You need to figure out how much money you need to make in a year, a week, a month, break it down a day, you know, a minute, whatever. Break it down so you know exactly where you're at. So let's say you're an average Joe, you want to save $1,000, okay? All right, so if you save $1,000 in a year, you'll have 12 grand, okay? To save 12 grand, you need to save $1,000 a month, $250 a week. And if you work 5 days a week, that's $50 a day. So that's what you know. Okay, I need to make $50 a day. I need to save that in order to reach that goal. Now, you could have that goal to be like, okay, once I get this $12,000 next year, I'll go buy a house, okay, or whatever that goal may be. So it's very important to track it. And you'll only know by when you're tracking the numbers. Now, one important tidbit is to have the numbers in front of you all the time, okay? Have it on your phone, hang it in your car, have it in your room, track your success. If you're a sales guy and you're selling cars, track how many cars you're selling. You know, this month I sold 3. Now, the cool thing about this is subconsciously you're going to want to get better because it's just in human nature, okay? That's what these ding-dongs don't understand. I'm not going to exactly say who they are, but you know who you are. But for the ding-dongs who don't think that's necessary in life, you're naturally going to do that. If you're watching your sales and you're a salesman and you used to sell 8 cars a month and you start selling 5, you're going to be like, what is going on? Maybe I need to sell more. What is wrong with me? You're going to subconsciously, you're going to try to get back to where you're used to being, which is 8 cars. And then after you've been at 8 cars for a while, subconsciously, most naturally good functioning humans, in my opinion, are going to be like, I've been at 8 cars for a while and only making 4 grand a month. I want to sell just 1 or 2 or 3 extra cars a month. See what happens. Boom. You do that. You're making, now I'm making 5,500 a month. Boom. You see what I'm saying? What if I sold 15 cars a month? Now, because you're tracking it and you're watching it and you're paying attention to the details of your life instead of going home and watching Game of Thrones or Power, you're watching your life and making a show of your life and changing it and tweaking your life and making it more successful and growing your own empire, your own world, if you would. So keep that in mind. Track your success, whatever it is. If it's weight loss, track your weight loss. Write down every day, every week. Now, it seems annoying, but it'll get fun. If it's really important to you, you'll have fun doing it. If you don't really care about it, it's going to be a drag. You're not going to want to track your push-ups if you don't care about getting in shape. Okay, you're not going to track the money you're saving or the money you're making if you don't care about money. So it's got to be something you care about, okay? Fortnite, whatever, you know, how many wins, whatever it is you want to be successful in, you must track it. I'm telling you. 99% of successful people, because obviously there's always the exception, are track their results and their numbers. And if they don't track it, someone is tracking it for them so they know where they are at and how to improve. because you must be obsessed with improvement in order to be successful. No one stumbles into becoming great. All right. And obviously, it's not all about being great and having a huge ego, but it's about being the best and the most fullest version of yourself, fully expressing yourself completely as much as possible, which in some cases, you may need to get rich. Okay. Moving on to the next point. Take complete and utter ownership of everything you do. Okay. Great book. I think it's Complete Ownership by like Jacko. It's a Navy SEAL guy. Great book. Highly recommend to read it. All right. So this point is everything in your life, take complete ownership. Look at where you're at in life. Okay. If you are overweight or muscular or skinny, take complete responsibility. Take complete responsibility. Well, you know, genetically, there are big people in my family. Oh, genetically, we're skinny. Or genetically, we're not made to make muscle. Listen, no matter what you think genetically you have an issue with, there is some human that has overcome it. Okay? Research that, study that, and that whole break the fear, your limiting belief that you can't get over whatever issue is plaguing you, right? So keep in mind, guys, everything in your life is your responsibility. Now, this is powerful because if it is your responsibility, then guess what? Then you have the power to change it. If it's someone else's responsibility or someone else's fault, how can you change it? You're just a victim to the circumstance. And you're not a victim, are you? No, you're a limitless being, right? And you know you can create and do whatever you focus on and put consistent effort to, all right? Now, keyword consistent effort, not just, oh, I want this and then poof, leave it alone. No, yeah, consistent effort is very important, right? All these points, all right? So back to complete ownership. Take complete ownership of your body. Take complete ownership of your city. Okay. No, I'm just playing. But you see what I'm saying? Take complete ownership of your family. How about that? Ooh. But I can't stop my mom and my dad and my sister from fighting. I can't. Take responsibility. Someone's got to. Okay. Take responsibility of your income. When you look at your bank account and you see zeros, take responsibility of that and say, it's my fault. It ain't the president's fault. It ain't the economic turn. It ain't my boss's fault. It's your fault. Because you can go get a job anywhere. You can start any business. You are in control of your income. The economy is not in control of their income. Okay. That's what they want you to believe. You are in control. Okay. Point blank, period. All right. So I think we've stressed that point enough. All right. And the last but most important thing is to have a positive attitude, which I would highly recommend listening to guys like Zig Ziglar, Gary Vaynerchuk, another good positive, you know, I mean, maybe not positive, but listen, Kevin Trudeau, he's got a couple CDs online that talks about attitude. Attitude is your altitude, as they say. So Zig Ziglar is personally my favorite when it comes to this topic of attitude because he's hilarious. And I also study Abraham Lincoln and his life and how he used his good attitude and comedy to get through and to help him be more successful and be the president that he was in order to help us get over the Civil War and get that wrapped up and finished up, which was one of the wars where we lost a lot of people. But thank God for Lincoln. But back to the attitude point once again. Okay, your attitude is your altitude. Why does attitude matter? It doesn't matter how I do something as long as I do it right. It does matter, okay? When you are in business, when you are working out, when you are looking to change the world or looking to do whatever your goal is in life, you're going to have things that come against you that are unfair, that make no sense. And if you don't have the mental habit or the neural pathways in your brain to be appreciative of still what is good in life and to find things to be grateful for, even though things may look upside down in your real life, you can easily get into depression. And you can easily let go of your goals. You can easily start doing drugs. You can easily start drinking all the time and distracting your mind with many things that are not your goal because you're too scared to fail or you're too scared to achieve your goal or you don't know how to get to your goal. You don't know how to make it happen. But at the end of the day, when anybody started any business or something great, they didn't know how it was going to come out. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak did not know Apple was going to be this big, but it became this big. And like Steve Jobs said, hindsight is 20/20. Things will make sense once you're looking backwards, not forward. So just have a little bit of faith. Whatever you believe, have some faith. At least have faith in yourself. I'll say that. Have faith in yourself that you can make it happen, that it's possible, that the man has somehow made it to the moon. And, you know, we've done many remarkable things. I'm pretty sure you can figure out how to do what you're looking to do. It's not impossible. Okay. It's not like your goal is to go to Mars. So if it's not something crazy like that, it probably can be done. And especially since we're in the information age, you definitely have a lot of resources to help you accomplish that goal. All right. So just to recap, first, you must believe 100% believe in whatever you're doing, selling, whatever business or whatever goal you have in mind. And it must be important to you, and you must have an emotional connection to it. It must be something that moves you. If it doesn't move you, it ain't going to move you at all. OK, if it don't move you, don't move you. I think that's important enough. But I think you get that point. All right. Next thing, lead and take action in whatever you have chosen to do. Do not wait for anybody or anything to change. Take action and lead right away. Okay. Point three, keep swinging the axe. Okay. Keep at it. No matter what you're doing, consistent action towards your goal. You need to figure out what action you need to take every day and take that action every day, because no matter what you're doing, there's something you should be practicing every day to get better at. Okay. So, next point, always, always try and find a way to improve your game, okay? Like I said, you can do this through coaching programs, seminars, books, watching videos, hiring a personal coach, accountability partner, okay? There's many ways to do so, all right? A major way to do so, which leads to the next point, is to track your success. No matter what your goal is, track your success. Write down what you're looking to do. Track it every week, every month, and break it down. If you have a goal, break it down from a year to a month to a week to a day, and go from there. Once you do that, it seems a lot easier, okay? So if you go for, I need to make $10,000, divide that up into how long it's going to take you to make $10,000. You divide it into 2 months, $5,000 a month. Okay. You need to figure out how much you need to make a week, and you break it down from there, figure out how you need to make it by a day, and go from there. So if you're taking action into something and you know the max amount of money you can make doing whatever you're doing is $150 a day, there's no way you're going to get to $500,000 doing it unless something changes. So it's very good to track your success. All right. And the previous point is also, they tie in together. Track your success and improve your game while you're tracking. All right. The next point, and the very important point, is complete ownership of all results and everything in your life. How you look, how you dress, where you live, your weight, how much money's in your bank, your friends, and your relationship with your family. Take full on responsibility about it. But it's not my fault. Either way, take responsibility about it, because if you take responsibility about it and you fix it, guarantee you will feel better and that person will feel better, right? And you always want to be the bigger person, right? Why would you ever want to be a little person? Be the bigger person in everything, right? So complete ownership, all right? Another thing, last point, positive attitude, right? Like I said, study guys like Zig Ziglar, all right? Your attitude is your altitude. Whenever you're going to do, you're going to get resistance. So you need to have the mental habits and the habit of appreciation, of gratitude built into your everyday life so that you vibe the successful, happy vibe that people want to be around. People don't want to call their mortgage broker and he sounds like he's losing and he's negative and he's worried about some virus or whatever it is. People don't want to call their investor friend or stock guy and he's always nervous and he's always freaking out and negative and all the market's crashing, okay? You don't want to date a girl or a guy who's always negative and relationships don't work and da-da-da-da. And you don't want to work around people who are negative. So you don't want to be negative. You don't like when your family is negative. So just try not to be negative and always find the brighter side to each situation, okay? That's the law of the universe. Wherever there's light, there's darkness, okay? wherever there's something positive, there's negative. So you can always find the opposite of the situation you're in. All right. So even right now, this coronavirus stuff's going on, you can find a positive. Oh, I'm spending time with my family. I have a chance to rest. I have a chance to recharge. I have a chance to plan. You know, I know people right now during this time, they started trading stocks and they're making hundreds and thousands of dollars a week doing it. Okay. One time he makes $600 in one day. So these are people who decide to take action. I know another person who made $1,600 last week and they were doing this food delivery service. It wasn't DoorDash. It was another one where you like go to grocery stores, you buy stuff for people, and he's making great money. You see? And before he was worried that he wouldn't be able to work because, you know, the whole virus and a lot of people got laid off. So all these points apply in every area of life. So keep them in mind. This is Christian again, your host. Love you guys all. Stay safe. Be healthy. And remember, put yourself first. Love yourself. And love your neighbor as yourself. This is Christian. Have a blessed day. Take care now. Thank you for listening to today's recording of Healthy, Wealthy, Happy. This is your host, Christian Shabi. And if you would like to stay in more contact with me and get to know me a little bit more, you can check me out on my YouTube channel, which is Christian Shabi. Let me spell that for you. C-H-A-B-I. And also, we have a website that you can also get phenomenal information, schedule a time to speak with me, one-on-one consultation, all that fun stuff, and get to listen and watch a few testimonials and check out my book, Something Ain't Right, which is all on my website, which is, guess what, also called ChristianShabi.com, www.ChristianShabi.com. All right? Thank you, and have a blessed day.